Geek Vibes Live is rated G for geek.
Hey everyone, my name is Mike Fun. I'm a writer for Geek Vibes Nation. And today I'm really excited because I have a very special guest. Marco Zaror is here talking to me about Fist in the Condors, which is your new movie. And people can check that out May 23rd on digital. So thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Thanks for the invite, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, a huge fan, very excited. What drew you to this project?
Well, Fist of the Condor is a very special project for me because everything started in quarantine when I was in Chile, you know, like not knowing what was going to happen with the world. And, you know, I was at a beach house of a friend because I was not living in Chile by then. I just got kind of trapped in Chile, visiting my family, and then the COVID hit. So I got this favor from my friends, like, you can stay there until this is goes away, like a couple of weeks, right? And then the time started going and going and going, and I was just starting to just meditate and train, and I was like, rethinking my whole life and thinking what I'm going to have to do, what's going to happen, and I felt this call of like, just if this is going to be it, I need to do something kind of like a love letter to all my inspirations in my life too. Because at the end I concluded like, well, I'm happy, you know, I'm happy what I've done until now. I gotta say thanks in a way, you know? So I'm like, I gotta do something. I gotta put it out there, and I gotta what I would love to see when I was 15 years old. That's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do that movie that inspired me, you know? So I needed to do something very honest to who I am as a martial artist and as a human being from our culture, from our, you know, from our, like, with our elements, right? In the kung fu world, in the kung fu genre, in the martial arts genre. So I gave all my notes and all my life, you know, journey that I have written down to Ernesto. And we kind of I told him, we got to do a movie. I mean, we need to communicate this, but I just don't know how. And then Ernesto, you know, got inspired. He, you know, he did some research, and he, you know, with the same idea of being honest to who we were as a filmmakers, he put together the story of Fist of the Condor. And it was just beautiful for me. When I read that script, I was like, wow, man, we have to do this, you know? And things happen, and we start shooting without any expectations, without, you know, thinking that we're maybe going to just upload it for people to see it, you know? But then, you know, things start growing and growing, and then, you know, we wanted to do it more seriously, and then we end up kind of shooting it, you know, like in a movie, you know? So then when things start opening, I travel to the US for a festival, and I send the trailer to some friends, and the trailer end up in the hands of Chad Stahelski. Mm. And then he called me for John Wick. And then that was like the big thing for me. And also to rethink my career and my life to go, oh, you know what? Let's keep doing this. And now let's make Fist of the Condor available for everybody to see. And that's how we finished the movie. You know, and then thanks to Welgo and Haya, the movie, now it's available for everybody to see, you know, so I'm really excited, and we want to continue the story. We wanted to continue, you know, telling the story about this, because the movie was not set to finish in that first chapter, you know?
Yeah, no, I was going to ask if you, cause it, like you said, it kind of leaves it open to where, you know, you could to really explore this world. Now, you are also a fight choreographer. What input did you have on some of your fighting choreography, if any, in this film?
Well, no, I do the choreography. I'm that's what I do in my movies. I take care of all the action fight scenes, and when we cast the other martial artists, you know, I work with them, and we go through the previous process. You know, we do the fighting, we rehearse, we show Ernesto, the director in this case, and then he makes his notes, and then I go back to the rehearsal room. We try things until we have like our previous for shooting, you know. Nice. And that's the process that we do, you know, in all our films in Chile.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think I read online that you started training yourself as young as like six. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I started because when I saw Enter the Dragon of Bruce Lee, well, my mother was a black belt in karate and she was in the martial arts world. So she introduced me to that world very early. But then I saw Bruce Lee and Enter the Dragon and I was just... That was it for me. It's like, this is what I want to do, you know?
Nice.
I want to learn this, you know?
That's amazing. I mean, that's so impressive. Like, just to have that kind of discipline. And I think that's kind of the key, right? Having that sort of drive and discipline to push yourself, train every day.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll say discipline and... But I'll call it more like when you find your call, when you find your life purpose or your like what you vibrate with, then there's no discipline because you enjoy it so much that you just don't see yourself not doing it. You see, I think I was lucky enough very young to get in touch with that thanks to an inspiration like Bruce Lee. When I saw him, I connected with him right away because that was inside me. And then for a reason, I never stopped. And people was like, oh, you're so disciplined. But for some reason, yeah, some days, of course, I cannot tell you I have this. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to go again or whatever. But as soon as I just go and I start, I got the best moment. And it's like a meditation. It's like something that I enjoy so much. And that's because I feel that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, you see? And I think that's very important that people sometimes miss. Like, we try to learn so many things. We try to get ready with so many things. And we go to school and they teach us so many different things. And at the end, it's like, why maybe not spending a little more time of figuring out what's your passion? What really drives you? What really makes you, you know, feel... vibrate, you know, like, ah, you know. And then when you find that, then it's easier, and it's hard to call it like, oh, you're so disciplined, so sacrifice. I you know, it's like when you love it, yeah. Like if you look Arnold, right? Arnold, like, man, he was amazing, you know. And when you hear him talking, it didn't look like it was a sacrifice. He enjoyed doing it. Of yes. You go training and it's tiring, but there is something that is even more powerful, that is something that drives you and takes you there, that is kind of something that comes from the inside, very deep inside. I don't know. It's a certainty of that's what you need to be doing. You know, it's like, you know.
Now, would you say you connect to this like on a spiritual level? Like, you know, you were talking a lot about this being kind of a meditation for you. You know, is that something that you know, you kind of connect with in terms of, like I said, in a spiritual kind of a way?
Yeah, I do believe that, you know, we'll come from way back. I don't think this is our first life, and I don't think it's going to be our last life. So I do believe that sometimes you can get in touch with that journey a little more, a little beyond this realm, this physical thing, you know. So I think I was lucky to kind of discover that in me and being able to just follow it, you know. If it's true or not, I don't know, but at the end, the most important thing is faith, you know. I believe in something like that, and I believe it so much that it's part of my reality. So that's what's at the end more important. If it's true or not, who cares? The important is that there is a strong belief that drives my life. You see what I'm saying? That encouraged me to be better, to train, to do it, to keep good doing it. And I think that's good enough, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're incredible in the film. I love the film because it's like you really get to show your range. Is that another thing that kind of like was really appealing for this particular role?
Oh, yeah, it was fun because you have these two brothers, you know, that have, they're in different sides of your personality. You know, you have both. You have a range of dimensions, so you're able to explore both in one movie, and it's fun. It's fun to see them interact. And it's going to be even more fun when we see them fighting. So yeah. I'm looking forward for that. You know, that's why it's very important you guys support, and so we can continue, you know, telling this story, and we can see these two guys fighting. That would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you had mentioned it a little bit earlier, but John Wick 4, you're awesome in that. I was wondering if you would mind talking a little bit about that. Like, I know you touched upon kind of how that role came about. What was just that experience like to you know, film such an iconic franchise as the John Wick movies?
Well, no, man, what can I say? It's just like a beyond any craziest dream that you can have. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine me as a martial artist born in Chile, like in the butt of the world, like literally. Mm-hmm. No movie industry, no nothing. And suddenly you're on set with, for me, the number one franchise of action martial arts in Hollywood. Like it's crazy. It's too crazy, man. It's too crazy. And I was just with smiles, sitting back, watching, trying to learn, you know, being with like Chad and see how he works and his passion, and realizing that he's a kid. He's a kid having fun, doing what he loves to do. But at the same time, he is an amazing martial artist and an incredible, like, his vision is unique, you know, the way that he puts together everything. It's you know, you just sit back and enjoy, man. And you're just so grateful, you know, to be there. And then seeing Keanu, like such a professional, humble guy, and a guy that it's, you know, very, he cares about you. Feel like he cares about you. He wants you to be good and to have fun. And he pushed himself to the limit, and he wants to things to be great, you know, and you see that passion, and you see these two guys work together, and it just it's crazy, you know. Everybody in that set, everybody is the best at what they do, you know. So yeah, man, it's like, what can I say?
No, that's amazing. It's so amazing because, you know, like, I've heard nothing but great things about like Keanu Reeves, and that working environment seemed to be pretty amazing for the actors. So that's awesome. Now I'm kind of curious, just to kind of wrap up, if you could reprise one of your former characters in a sequel or some kind of spinoff, what would that be? Like, what character of yours would you like to maybe resurrect somehow, if you could?
No, for me right now, Fist of the Condor. Like, I would love to continue that story. I love the world. I love the characters. I love where it could go, because we know, you know, it's like, it's, you know, our honest expression as filmmakers, martial artists, you know, for the martial arts world. And as a martial artist, that's what I love about filmmaking, is to honestly express myself through the camera. You see, and this project allows me to do that, to tell the stories and to throw the philosophy and the nutrition. And it's like something that I will love maybe one day, a 15-year-old kid that is kind of lost and see it and grab something from it and go, oh, you know what? I want to know more about this. You know, it's not just a movie. You know, it's a journey. It's a real journey that it's part of my journey, part of Ernesto's journey. So that's what I like about it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like, it would be so incredible to have like a full circle moment where somebody comes to you someday and is like, you know, that was their Bruce Lee film. That was their thing that kind of got them, you know, vibing with martial arts and, you know, wanting to do what you do. And, you know, do you have any advice for anybody maybe watching this that wants to start this as a career? Like, what would you tell them?
Just do it. Don't even think about it. Just do it. Just start. And you have so many opportunities today. You got a cell phone. You can do a movie with a cell phone. You can do a short film or a demo reel with a cell phone. I put it at YouTube, and before you know it, you have thousands of views. And then who knows what could happen? So if you really feel the need of expressing yourself, if you feel that call, you just work at it. Do it. There's no wrong on that. You see, if you stay honest to who you are, there's never going to be a mistake. You know, you're going to do it, and then you can keep doing it as much as you want. Just enjoy the process. If it's what you enjoy. Now, if you're expecting like a instant reward, material reward, then I might say, man, it's not the way, because there's other ways to you know, make it easier. This needs to be from a really honest place of experimenting and expressing yourself. You see what I'm saying? And getting to know who you are and do it. You see? So it's, if you have that need, and just, you know, I will say, get the cell phone, get with some friends, have some fun, and put it up there, and then you'll learn from the feedback. Understand that you're gonna get very good reviews, very bad reviews, and then you just need to be very sure of who you are, so you're not affected with those reviews. You can learn from the reviews, and you can improve from the reviews. You know?
Yeah, I think like constructive negative reviews can sometimes be the best teacher.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. So as I said, Fist of the Condors comes out May 23rd on digital. I will be sure to link all the information on that in the description. Thank you so much for talking to me again. This was so awesome. Really great film. I hope everybody checks it out. We need more of these. So thank you again.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it, man. Thanks for your time, man.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye.